The life of a private detective isn't a glamorous one. Little pay and often working in neighborhoods a tramp wouldn't want to be caught dead in. But sometimes you get lucky. And you score a case that not only pays well, but delivers you into the lap of luxury. The SS Raven Queen was a 700-foot transatlantic liner with a top speed of 22 knots. She was sleek and sturdy, built to handle the rough seas of the Northern Atlantic. A real beauty. Her interior was just as stunning, modeled after some of the great palaces, hotels, and grand manor houses from both sides of the Atlantic. A splash of Art Deco emphasized sleek lines, flashy colors, and graceful curves. Kind of like the woman clutching my arm. Cassandra's upswept, jet-black hair contrasted nicely with her glittering diamond earrings and brilliant, sapphire-blue eyes. She looked so at home amid the elegance, you'd never suspect she hadn't been born into it. But that was one of Cassandra's greatest talents, to be anything she wanted, in more ways than one.
Your room, sir, madam.
You can put the luggage over there. Thank you.
Billy Reed, sir.
And here's a little something for you, Billy.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, a separate sitting room. How decadent. Oh, we're going to have a marvelous time, darling.
Yeah, all right, Cassandra. You can knock off the lovey-dovey stuff now. And quit flashing those diamonds around. They're on loan. Big Ed will be after me if we lose them.
Well, you said be obvious.
Obvious, not ostentatious.
All right. Well, the sudden phone call? Having me pack and rush here?
Yeah, sorry about the short notice. You improvised well.
Don't I always?
There's a ghost on board.
Now, are you sure this time? It's not going to be like that night we got locked in the basement of the Twin Pines department store.
Of course I'm sure. The witnesses' statements all match up. And there was an incident this morning.
Oh, and last month. The headless spook at the abandoned airfield. I said I'd help you with genuine supernatural cases.
Okay, already. How many times do you want me to apologize for that? I'm not going to argue with you.
Well, what fun is that?
All right, let's go on deck. She's getting ready to sail, and it's traditional to wave goodbye to the day's port. By the way, I thought witches couldn't cross water.
Nonsense. Where do you get these ridiculous notions?
You're insufferable.